On the line with me today is Kathleen Windsor, and we are putting together some fantastic events in partnership with the Didsbury Museum. Kathleen, can you tell us what's planned for Canada Day?
I can tell you that Didsbury is going to blow the socks off everybody else. We've got so much going on at the Didsbury Museum, activities for the kids. Of course, we've got birthday cake. And then we also have a bunch of Canadian baking, too, that we're going to have at our tea on Monday afternoon, like Nanaimo bars and butter tarts and matrimonial cake, everything Canadian. And the other thing that we have at the museum is an exhibit of Canadian inventions. So things that people didn't even know we invented. Everybody knows about the basketball, but what about the sprinkler or plastic bags or peanut butter? Like, all these things are going to be on display at the museum as well. So that's going to be a lot of fun for people. And just as importantly, is the salute that the Didsbury Museum is going to be doing regarding the tornadoes that have happened in Didsbury on July 1st. And that's in honor of all the community members who worked so hard to help everyone at the 2023 tornado. There's actually been four tornadoes, and we have a whole storyline that's going to be shown at the museum. Then we also have what we fondly call our Moose Fence Park. And at Moose Fence Park, we're going to have bouncy house. We've got games. We've got axe throwing. We've got all sorts of fun stuff for the kids to do at the park, which is just a hop, step, and a jump west of the museum. So everything is going to be fine. We also have an outdoor market that's going to take place, and everything runs from 1 to 4 on Monday, July 1st.
Wow, that is fantastic, Kathleen. You guys have a lot of things going on the holiday. There's no doubt about that. But your tornado kind of display, talk about that a little bit, because it's fantastic. And you do mention, of course, that it's a year ago since that devastating tornado took place in Mountain View County. Just what did you learn from the community, and how awesome was it to see everyone coming together during that time?
Well, it was wonderful. It really was. It was horrible, but then it was wonderful. But I think that's just what the community is all about. All of us here in Mountain View County, we all pitch in to help each other when we have struggles. The fact that Didsbury has had four of them, let me think if I can remember, 1909, 1912, 2016, and 2023, we had tornadoes right in the area on July 1st. There were other ones too, but these ones all seemed to land on July 1st. And at last year's museum celebration for Canada Day, we had storytellers in who were telling a story. Then we got the call. We had to go down. I had 100 people we had to take downstairs to be safe. When we got the all clear, everybody came back up. They wanted to hear the rest of the story. They didn't go home. And that's a tribute to community spirit and the rural lifestyle that we all lead.
It certainly is. Last one for you, Kathleen. Is there going to be any cost associated to this great event?
No. There's no cost for any of the activities that we have, thanks to some funding from the town of Didsbury and a wonderful Canada Day, Celebrating Canada grant from Canadian Heritage that is directed to everything happening at the Didsbury Museum. And we've got town councillors coming to cut birthday cake. So come and have a really good time.
The festivities are taking place, of course, on Canada Day. That is July 1st from 1 until 4 p.m. at the Didsbury Museum. Lots planned, as you heard from Kathleen. A best of luck with things, and happy Canada Day to you and yours.
Thank you, Barrington. Happy Canada Day to you, too.